The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, it's Shannon Reed, the VP of Operations and Accounts at The Fifth, and Jess Markwood, the COO of The Fifth, at the Lively and Grit Daily House at South by Southwest. We're here to talk about the new blueprint for creative agencies. We've got a couple questions, but mostly Jess and I work together a lot, so we'll probably be talking about a lot of stuff back and forth. But we can just dive in and just kind of talk about our impressions of South by so far. Jess?
Well, to be honest with you, I've literally just arrived. My flight got cancelled yesterday. So my impression so far is it's really cold here and I'm not dressed appropriately.
It is a little chilly. It was definitely hotter yesterday. It was in the 80s yesterday. So we were here all day yesterday at Brand Innovators and then bopping around to a few events. So really enjoyed the first day. I think for me, kind of some key takeaways in that first day have really been, in a surprise to no one, AI is coming up everywhere all at once. And then I think the other thing that I thought was really interesting that I heard a lot about is really talking about, especially in the social space, really embracing the young people on your team and allowing all our brands and our content, our creative and our influencers to really express themselves authentically and have some fun with it. And so it's been really nice to hear that conversation percolating up, because I think it's really lovely to hear about, let's loosen the controls a little bit and have some fun, because frankly, that's what we all got into this business to do in the first place.
Amen.
So definitely loving that.
We've got some sessions coming up.
Yeah.
Later, actually, it's later this weekend, isn't it? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you're doing a panel at the Grit Daily House here. What's your session on?
Yeah, so we're doing a panel on the new paradigm of advertising, and we're talking about kind of how the content model is shifted and how the whole model around advertising is shifting around that content model.
And that's on at 10:30 tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, and you have a panel tomorrow afternoon.
I do indeed. Nice little plug.
Yeah.
Mine's on at 3:55, and that's about creating empathetic brand experiences within the health and wellness industry.
That sounds very interesting. I'm curious about how that's going to go.
Same, to be honest with you. We've literally just launched a brilliant campaign with one of our clients, Kira Leaf, all around the gender pay gap. So it's going to be a really interesting topic, because a couple of the other women on the panel are so brilliant and so educated within this space. So I think we're going to end up having a really good talk.
I mean, the gender pay gap and International Women's Month is all together. So I love it. We're getting it all in. So do we want to just dive into some questions?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. So I think one of the things we were really talking about was kind of how the media landscape and the content landscape has really changed, and therefore the agency model has really started to shift. And so in talking about that when we were chatting earlier, you know, I think there is a move away from like bigger agencies and more into smaller, more nimble agencies that can do it all, right? I think there's an ability, because of social and the way that marketing is currently happening, you need the ability to do an influencer campaign, but also a 10-minute YouTube video that you produce and everything in between. And so it's really interesting to see these new agencies come up, especially in the US, that are much smaller, tighter, more nimble, flatter shops that allow them to move really quickly and try out a lot of different things and answer briefs in really, really responsive ways.
How's that been different for you? Because you obviously have an experienced background in bigger creative agencies. So how's it been for you coming to somewhere that is really quite, I suppose, niche in a way?
It's definitely interesting. I mean, my first job, I was at Gray New York, and there were 900 people in the New York office. So it was definitely a bigger experience to come to somewhere that's like 10 people in the US team right now. So I think for me, what I've really seen is the like old kind of rigid roles don't exist anymore. Like you used to have a music department that did all your sourcing and licensing, and now that just kind of happens automatically, or your teams do it, or your production team does it. So there's just a lot more efficiency in the system. There's a lot less rigidity in the roles themselves. And I think there's a lot more openness to just like grab an oar and anyone can possibly come up with a creative idea, solve a problem, and really make something that's really great for a client.
Yeah.
Jess, I know your experience has really only been agency side in that social and influencer space. So you've kind of always lived in this like smaller, more nimble category, but would love to hear you talk about that and how you've seen it shift too.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's all I know.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm honest, like even looking at, I've spent 5 years here at the Fifth and been at many previous agencies before that, I've literally worn every single hat at some point in this industry. So I think it's been really, it's the only world that I know of, the idea of being super nimble and saying yes and working it out later. And the thing that we're seeing a lot at the moment is consolidation. And there's these big creative agencies that have to do everything right now. And there's so much more being asked of them. And then there's agencies like ours who offer some real specialism in certain areas. And we're seeing lots of agencies on the smaller scale being acquired by these bigger agencies now, or being approached for acquisition. I think that's really interesting. They recognize that we have very specific skill sets, and it's way more efficient to take on an agency that already exists and has all of those expertise ready to go rather than try and build something new.
I mean, it makes a ton of sense. If you can get something that works, it makes sense to double down where you can. You know, as an agency ourselves, how have you sort of seen the agency shift and grow and operationalize kind of meeting these new client briefs in this new kind of agency world?
It's been really fascinating for us on this journey. So when we first launched The Fifth, which was, as I say, 5 years ago, we started out as an influencer marketing agency. We recognized the fact that there wasn't really an incumbent agency, specifically in the UK at that time, that answered lots of the clients' needs. There was lots of issues around regulation. There were issues around transparency. And I mean transparency from both the creators as well as the agencies. Like they weren't being transparent with the fees and how much they were paying creators. There were challenges with influencers buying followers. It was honestly a bit of a Wild West, and that term's been really overused, and I love the fact that I'm using it here in Texas.
Yeah, amazing.
But that was the reality of it. And we recognized that actually we could create an agency that stood up for a lot of those things and honestly kind of professionalized the space. That's where we started out. As we grew and developed, we were finding that we structured ourselves like a creative agency, which made things different to how other influencer marketing agencies were set up, which meant that we had a strategy team, we had a creative team. And the briefs that we were answering, some of our clients were so, I guess I connected with them, that they wanted to take them further, and we found that they ended up becoming the overarching concept to their whole campaigns that they were taking through, and actually dictating to some of their own creative agencies that they already had signed to put them out as their strategy going forward, which obviously created its own challenges in the sense of, you know, relationship building. But I think it has it's really sets the tone for where this industry's at and where we're going. We, as time has moved on, we've had to add services to what we do. We're now a global social creative agency. We launched in the US about a year and a half ago. The reason we changed was simply because our clients were asking more and more of us, and the content we were creating, we understand how to influence an audience and how to connect with an audience. So it made a lot of sense for us to build out and become a wider social agency.
Totally. And I think this is where the social out concept comes from within the agency, which is terminology and phrases we use. But that for us is really about, you know, the heart of any kind of marketing campaign needs to be grounded in social and social insights in order to go out, because it has to come back into social generally as a campaign. And so we really saw that structure, and we structured the US business in a similar way, where we are structured more like a creative agency, where we do have strategy and creative. I think we're a lot flatter than a lot of other agencies, just because I think for us, it allows us the maximum amount of flexibility to answer client briefs and do different things, not always the same kind of playbook every time. So for us, social out is really that concept of what we've really seen in client briefs and what we've seen do really well on campaigns, of starting in that social and real insight and pushing it out into all your media channels. And then all of that comes back into social again as we really engage with the consumers and build that community around the brand.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think the thing that I find interesting about the way a smaller agency is structured is the fact that it doesn't necessarily mean that that's your only team that you have to rely on. So one of the things we do is we're very conscious of the fact that working in social, you're so adjacent to culture and you have to be constantly thinking about how to target various different communities. With a small team, you can't say that you understand and have empathy and knowledge of so many of these different communities out there. So one of the things we do is we will pull in creators who represent those communities, because they're almost like, I suppose we call them like super consumers in a way, like they're representative of a whole community because of their audience behind them. So we will pull them in and ask them to consult and teach us and share some insights with us that we will then use and carry forward in our strategy for that campaign.
Yeah, I love that. I love getting that real feedback from the real creators and that real authentic conversation, because I think it takes the work to the next level. It also is more fun. I love learning, and that, like, getting to learn about a sub-community from a creator themselves is just an absolute blast. And they really care about it. So it's really lovely to get to exchange that kind of those ideas. As you kind of think about, as we move forward as an agency, are we really thinking about, like, How is the content landscape changing in the way that you see what we make for our clients, but also what we make for ourselves, right? Because we are all creators. Most of us are creators in our own right as well.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, it almost doesn't feel like you're being forward thinking in our space, because you're constantly having to evolve and change and adapt and move with this industry. Like, I go on holiday and come back and things have changed, and it's genuinely what gets me out of bed in the morning. I'm so excited about it. I'm so inspired by it. I think I will never get bored in this space, and that's why I've been in it for so long. So I find it interesting because it is constantly adapting and constantly changing, that you don't necessarily need to feel that you're structuring yourself in a certain way to prepare for the future, because it's literally just the way we're set up to just, you know, think about whatever's next the whole time. We have an innovation team. They're focused on looking at the moment, they're very much focused on how we're going to adapt to bringing in more and more AI tools into what we do in a way that doesn't affect creativity, doesn't affect our human approach. That's a big, big focus of ours right now, just thinking about how we can keep adapting with the times.
Yep. I mean, well, we got to AI, as we always do in all of these panels. But I think ultimately, you know, I think AI for us is really interesting in the US office as well. You know, we work with the innovation team, which is global. And then in the US, really our creatives have taken the lead in really using AI as proof of concept, right? It allows them to quickly iterate, to prove things out, to storyboard things and present them to clients in a way that they can really understand and make sure that everyone's really aligned before we move into like a further phase of production where we go make that thing, whether that's a shoot or something else entirely. But it really allows us to kind of make sure we're deeply aligned and also kind of test out the creative, funny enough, by making it as a proof of concept within the AI space. So that's been really fun to watch them do.
Yeah, that's great. And we've just in the UK office, we've just done a campaign with the BBC for Doctor Who, and tested out using AI as a tool for us to be able to add more value in terms of how we report on that, on the data that comes back. And it's been absolutely fascinating, the results. So this tool that we're using, it's called David, but spelled D-A-I-V-I-D, because, you know,
why not?
Everyone loves a pun.
Yeah, yeah.
And that tool enables us to measure all, I'm going to try and explain it in a very succinct way, which, as we all know, is not my forte. This tool essentially pulls in a vast amount of data points. I'll use one example across many. It scans the images and scans the video content. It will look at the comments, and it's reading the emojis. And over time, it has learnt the nuance around how people comment. So, you know, someone might have commented with a sad crying face. That doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't enjoy the content. When you learn about it further or you read the rest of the comment, they were saying, I love the new Doctor Who. I wish I could meet him, crying face.
Yeah.
And actually, that's a positive comment, but it's using a negative themed emoji. The AI has learnt to pick up on that nuance. And the sarcasm, I suppose, in lots of cases, and then pull out the results from that. So now in real time, we're using those tools to educate us further on what the next campaign has in store for us.
I love that. And I think AI in that data space is something that we're playing in a lot as an agency. And I think it's really fun. It's really delivering us a lot of great insight on the front end as well, with being able to really do a lot of research and listening pretty quickly without all of the manual work. So that's really allowing us to kind of get more insight more deeply and then more quickly, because I think part of this shift as agency shift is the speed of culture is faster. And so we have to make more quickly, we have to deliver more quickly, and we have to kind of get to creative much more quickly. So it's really fantastic to like have that support kind of in our back pocket as we start to think about campaigns. And then I think one of the last questions we were going to talk about was, in a sentence or less, kind of what is a tip that we would give to brand leaders who want to kind of get the most out of their agencies and their relationships?
Shall I start?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I think for me, it's listen to the youngest people in your team and listen to the youngest people in the room at the time. Like, it's this space is young. The people, like our ad execs, our youngest members of the team are the ones who have literally grown up glued to their mobile phones and only understand social media. So the best ideas we've had a lot of the time, honestly, loads of them have ended up going all the way through to delivering viral worthy campaigns have come from the youngest members of the team. So pay attention to them.
I love that answer. It's so nice. I mean, they also are always on the trends. They're on the latest, and they also keep us honest, which I really enjoy. I think for me, the answer I would give is for brand marketers, like really, I think it's two things. One, give us the problem versus like the solution or the media kind of mix you're trying to solve. I think let us look at the problem, and then I think be flexible in how we solve it. I think there's always a lot of, oh, well, we just solve it with a video thing or a paid campaign or an influencer thing. There may be a new way forward that actually solves it even better and delivers better results for your brand, but it may look a little less traditional than what you're used to. And so being flexible with the possible outcomes, I think allows you to make the best work and also have the biggest impact. So I think as an agency partner, I'm always like, let's be flexible with each other so that we can create the best possible thing.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much to the Lively and Grit Daily teams, and happy South by, everybody.